Holos Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Mi smo tu každu nedilju na stanicu Rusin FM, opio 4. hodina u Pittsburghu, a po 10. hodina u Prijašovi. Ja jem din polovka, a dneska je nedilja 29. januara 2023. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjev Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on your Russian radio station, Russian FM, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, January 29th, 2023. Happiest of birthday wishes go out to Professor Paul Robert Magochi. He celebrated his 78th birthday on Thursday, the 26th of January. We're going to tell you a little more about Professor Magochi in a little bit, but we're going to start with a Manohaya Iblahaya Lita in honor of his birthday, as well as a song from one of his favorite singers, Anna Serevitska, with Kriachuk Laliovoy, and another one of his favorite singers, Maria Machoshkova. Happy birthday, Professor Paul Robert Magochi. No.
Твоего здравия, Господи!
Happy birthday once again to Professor Paul Robert Magochi, who celebrated his 78th birthday on Thursday, January 26th. Professor Magochi is arguably the most recognizable figure in the modern Carpatho-Rusyn Renaissance, helping to take Rusyns, a stateless people, to the next level of cultural, educational, personal, political, and social development. Professor Paul Robert Magochi is the professor of history and political science at the University of Toronto, where since 1980 he holds the John Yaremko Chair of Ukrainian Studies. Professor Magochi was born on January 26, 1945, in Englewood, New Jersey, and is of both Hungarian and Carpatho-Rusyn descent. He completed his undergraduate studies at Rutgers University in 1966 and his master's in 1967, then moved on to Princeton University with his master's in 1969 and Ph.D. in 1972. He then went to Harvard University, where he was a member of the Society of Fellows. Professor Magochi has taught at Harvard University, the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, Prešov University in Slovakia, and on several occasions was historian in residence at the Max Planck Institute for Social Anthropology in Halle, Germany. In 1996, he was appointed a permanent fellow of the Royal Society of Canada, Canadian Academies of Arts, Humanities, and Sciences, and has been awarded honorary degrees from Prešov University in Slovakia, a doctor honoris causa in 2013, and from Kamenets Podilsky National University in Ukraine, Pochesny Professor in 2015. Professor Magucci is the honorary chairman of the World Congress of Russians and has written approximately 700 publications focusing on East Central European history. He maintains a collection of priceless historic manuscripts dating back centuries. Some of his most notable works on Carpatha Russians include Our People, Carpatha Russians and Their Descendants in North America, which I understand has a new printing publication, or new revision, that is. You could probably find it on Amazon. Let's Speak Russian, both Prešov and Transcarpathian editions. The book With Their Backs to the Mountains, a history of Carpathian Rus and Carpatha Russians. The Carpatha Russian Americans, also a history of Ukraine and the historic Atlas of East Central Europe. And when I spoke to him a few years ago, and I don't think he's slowed down ever since, I said, Bob, Professor, when are you going to retire? And he goes, when you love what you do, you just keep doing it. You don't have to retire because you love what you do. So happy birthday, Professor Paul Robert Magucci. Mnohaya I blahaya lita. On Friday, January 27th, we commemorated the 28th anniversary of the codification of the Rusyn language in Slovakia. This took place in Slovakia's capital, Bratislava. The ceremonies took place at the student dormitory Družba, and this is the same dormitory that I stayed the year before and also the 2 years before in 1993 and 1994. It's where the international students stay and the medical faculty students stay there at the campus on the dormitory on the University of Comenius. The next year in 1995, the Rusyn language was codified during a ceremony by a speech given by Yaroslav Sisak, then the director of the Alexander Duchnovich Theater. Those responsible for the codification were academicians such as professors Juraj Panko, Paul Robert Magochi, Stefan Bunganich, Vasil Jabor, Stanislav Konechny, Anna Pliskova, Kvetoslava Koporova, as well as such others as Vasil Turok and Mikuláš Lash, which we told you about a couple weeks ago. The president, well, both Vasil and Mikuláš were presidents of the Rusinska Obroda. And it was a couple years before that, in 1991, at the World Congress of Rusyns in Medziliborice, that the need for codification of the Rusyn language took place. So beginning then and going until 1995, the works were done by all these academicians and everything was set in motion. To put this in context of the Rusyn National Awakening, over 140 years earlier, we had people such as Dobryansky, we had Duchnovich. They couldn't agree on a language to codify, and the language they're trying to codify was sort of a Macronic jargon. But still, there was support from outside the Rusyn community, even 140 years ago. The codifier of the Slovak language, Ľudovít Štúr, expressed his support for the Rusyn language in a national Slovak newspaper, saying, "Toto žiada, aby Rusyni prijali za svoj slovenský jazyk. Veď oni majú svoj krásny rusinský jazyk." That translates into, "Who is asking that the Rusyns accept the Slovak language as their own? After all, they have their own beautiful Rusyn language." The Rusyn language and culture continues to develop today. The University of Prešov has an entire department dedicated to the Rusyn language and Rusyn studies. There are schools outside of the university setting, elementary, high school, that also teach Rusyn on a daily basis. And hopefully, the numbers of native Rusyn speakers, as we saw in the last census, didn't go the way we wanted to, but hopefully, for the next census, as well as in Poland, Ukraine, and other countries where Rusyns make up a significant minority, those numbers will rise in the future.
Jakie mi szło chory sełom, siady się śwityło. Jakiem włożył do mój my, oj zaraz się zasyło.
Cymarola, cymaryna hanna, ona wyksza wit konia, wiesza wit kombajna. Cymarola, cymaryna hanna, ona wyksza wit konia, wiesza wit kombajna.
Ja my koła, ty my koła, oba my my koły. Mene byle koło cerkwy, tebe koło szkoły.
Cymarola, cymaryna hanna, ona wyksza wit konia, wiesza wit kombajna.
Mene byli koło cerkwy, bo ja ne molił się. Tebe byli koło szkoły, bo ty ne uczył się.
Cyna mała, cymaryna hanna, ona wyksza wit konia, wiesza wit kombajna. Cyna mała, cymaryna hanna, ona wyksza wit konia, wiesza wit kombajna.
Mene byli koło cerkwy, bo ja pył horiłku. Tebe byli koło szkoły, bo ty ciupał giłku.
Cyna mała, cymaryna hanna, ona wyksza wit konia, wiesza wit kombajna.
Oh,
zostawić kombajna.
Mikołaju, jak meraju, idę po chorywku. Lemne prynos, jednej flaszkę prynesił z klinku.
Cera, cenaryna, hama, ona większa Wiktonia, jasza Wiktomajna. Cera, cenaryna, hama, ona większa Wiktonia, jasza Wiktomajna.
Jakie miszą chory sełom, stupył jem do gnata. Na toła baba taka i szynę zaczata.
Cera, cenaryna, hama, ona większa Wiktonia, jasza Wiktomajna.
Kotra kosa ne klepana, ne bude kosyty. Kotra diłka ne ruszana, ne bude robyty.
Cena, cena, cenaryna hanna, ona większa Wiktonia, jasza Wiktomajna. Cena, cenaryna hanna, ona większa Wiktonia, jasza Wiktomajna.
Jakie miszą z koło my i w słupy wiem do hnata. A u hnata tratatata, a trzęsa się chata.
Cena, cena, cenaryna hanna, ona większa Wiktonia, jasza Wiktomajna.
Koło myja, taj koło myjoczka. Jaka była jej mameczka, taka jej miłoczka.
Cena, cena, cenaryna hanna, ona większa Wiktonia, jasza Wiktomajna. Cena, cena, cenaryna hanna, ona większa Wiktonia, jasza Wiktomajna.
Oj, no.
Major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization. Very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life. GCU. Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging onto their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, or call them toll-free. 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU. 1-800-722-4428. A new Russin Heritage Tour for the summer is here. After a multi-year hiatus, the Russin Heritage Tour is back post-COVID, though just a little different. Because of the war in Ukraine, the tour will not visit Ukraine this year. The focus will be on visiting Rusyns and exploring Rusyn culture in Poland and Slovakia. This tour runs from June 27th to July 6th with your tour guides John Rigetti and Eva Bunkova. Come walk where your ancestors walked, maybe meet long-lost relatives, and more fully understand the Rusyn culture that made you, you. This is a wonderful tour, ladies and gentlemen. I had the honor of leading this a few times back in the early 2000s. We hit all the major Rusyn spots. We also give you enough opportunity if you want to go try find relatives, sightseeing, go to other cities such as Košice for shopping or whatnot. So this is a wonderful tour. Time is limited, so you need to get in contact with John Rigetti soon. That is the Rusyn Heritage Tour, modified for Poland and Ukraine, June 27th through July 6th. Give John a call at 412-518-7149. 412-518-7149, or you can email him at this address. Rusyn1@gmail.com. Rusyn1@gmail.com. Thank you for joining me today on Holose Rusyniu Amerika. Voice of Rusyns in America, the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Don't forget to join us again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time for another broadcast here on Rusyn FM. If you'd like to listen to any of our archives, day or night, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org, where you can listen to every broadcast from 2004 to today. For more information about the Carpatha Rusyn Society, please visit our parent page, c-rs.org. c-rs.org, where you can join the society. You can order from our online and offline catalogs. You can take part in the genealogy discussions. You can donate to this radio broadcast and much more. So that is the Carpatha Rusyn Society webpage, c-rs.org. c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajte se krasno tyžden. S Bohom.
Хоть на годиноньку. не впутай, каже добра ніч. А те той мілкий сане, впутай, каже добра ніч. Ой, добра ніч, файна, любко, добра ніч, добра ніч. Бо я іду в полоненьку, половечки на ніч. Бо я іду в полоненьку, половечки на ніч.
Зараз ми, зараз ми, зараз ми, ти молода дівчинонько, файно заспівай ми, тебе зараз ми.
holose Rusinju Amerika.